right. I want to get into the dumbest thing I've heard all week. I've got a couple of finalists here. A couple of finalists here for the dumbest thing I've heard all week. And, well, the national price of gasoline is almost $4.60 a gallon on average. That's $4.59.3, right? $4.59.3. Up from $4.58.9 yesterday, so climbing again. Diesel's actually kind of stalled out. In Michigan, $4.57.3, the average out there. $4.57.3. It's just, it's unbelievable. Anyhow, a lot of talk about the Abbott plant in Sturgis shutting down, well, being told to shut down in February because of the FDA. There were concerns that there was some sort of contamination with bacteria. But as it turned out, there's been no link, I suppose, back to Abbott, yet they've been closed for 3 months. We're told they could be back up in production in a couple of weeks. Then it takes 8 weeks to get to where they need to be. So we're 10 weeks out from any actual relief from Abbott in putting baby formula Similac and such products on the shelf. Right? And when it comes to the baby formula front, Joe Biden said he could have done something if they were better mind readers, which is weird because the Secretary of Health and Human Services, Xavier Becerra, said we've been doing everything we can since day one last year. Last year. I don't know what this everything they've been doing, but it's clear that the administration knew about this since last year. Anyhow, bite number two. Listen to this. Bite two. Go.
Could you have taken those steps sooner before parents got to these shelves and couldn't find formula?
If we'd been better mind readers, I guess we could have.
From everything I've known, and FDA has kept me apprised of this from last year, we have been moving as quickly as we can.
Better mind readers. Yeah. I'd read Biden's mind, but it'd be a very short read. Very shallow read, that's for sure. What a dip. That's why the guy's been a plagiarist his whole life. It's always, he's a thief. He was plagiarist in Syracuse when he was in college. He's been a plagiarist his whole life. He's a thief. Doesn't have an original thought in his head. I don't know if he's got two thoughts in his head. At any rate, that's one of the contestants for the dumbest thing I heard all week. But the next one really is kind of an illegal all by itself. Bite six is really kind of an illegal all by itself. I mean, you know, when Democrats come out in the culture wars and say, well, yes, men can get pregnant and men can have abortions, I'm like, no. Listen, I can play along a lot. I'm not playing that game. I'm not going there. Get a clue. Anyhow, bite number six. Listen to this. Go.
What do you say a woman is?
I believe that everyone can identify for themselves.
Okay. Do you believe then that men can become pregnant and have abortions?
Yes.
Yeah. I just think that everybody can identify however they want. They can do whatever, they can be whatever they want. It's pixie dust and unicorns and rainbow. Newsflash. The answer is no, that cannot happen. Newsflash. That cannot, and that's one of the reasons that Latino voters in particular are fleeing Democrats because of ignorant comments like that. So I'm going to give that one the prize for the dumbest thing I heard all week. Correct. Dumbest thing I heard all week. That was, you know what? Go ahead. Play it one more time. It's just so vapid. Bite six.
What do you say a woman is?
I believe that everyone can identify for themselves.
Do you believe then that men can become pregnant and have abortions?
Yes.
Yes. Anyhow, it's just, it's really something, isn't it? Yes. Men can get pregnant and have abortions. Really? Wow. Anyhow, I guess I've got somebody here mad at me. University of Illinois Chicago wants to cancel the word obesity because it's racist. That's part of what we discussed here yesterday. This comes from Asim. I missed part of this, so I am looking it up. I don't expect to be treated any differently than anyone else. I just always hated the way you said obesity. Okay. Well, obesity kills. Sorry to tell you, but there's a news flash. I'm just looking through a couple of comments. And I can take your comments, stevegruber.com. I should be reading these more often, shouldn't I? I should be going into your comments more often and sharing them on the... And I'm going to do that. I'm going to do better next week. I promise I'll be a better human being. Cheryl thinks I should play Bite 6 every day. Maybe I should.
Yes, I identify as a unicorn, and unicorns can be pregnant and need abortions. Yeah, because people can identify any way they want. Any way they want. Anything they want to be. They can be cartoon characters. See? Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, back at the lab, anyhow, they took her brain back out. Anyhow, a quick break. I'll be back in a moment.
The Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient. And we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.